It's your morning team show. It's WSGW and you. 641 is your Friday time with Dave and Pat and Charlie. And a show that's sponsored by the Sound Asleep Flag folks. You head online to soundasleeplab.com. Find those two board-certified sleep physicians. Find those two nurse practitioners. Now, help you with your sleep disorder diagnosis and treat it. Soundasleeplab.com is where you go online for our morning team show sponsor. Oh, the theme for Hockey Night in Canada for so many years signaled some great hockey fun that was going to be had. Saturday nights were a special time. Those that had access to Hockey Night in Canada, as I did growing up in the Detroit area, and with Canada just across the river, as they say, we got a lot of the chances to see Hockey Night in Canada, featuring many times the Detroit Red Wings taking on some Canadian team.
That's how Bob Cole would pronounce Detroit. Yeah,
Detroit. So I use it this morning just to have a little hockey fun. I have posted a picture. Thank you to Pat Johnston for that help, by the way. Admittedly, not the best picture. It's only one. I'm figuring out a way that I might do more at some future time, especially when I need to do something with my famous Zamboni that I've talked about for the home ice rink. My ice rink is open. I don't know about anybody else, but I've got an open ice rink. Finally, the weather has been cold enough. Has been cold, but I really needed a deeper freeze because of the unevenness of the yard, where part of my rink probably has 5-6 inches of water. Another part might have 3.5. That 6 inches needs a little bit deeper freeze. But we've had a chance to finally get out and to do some skating. I have a photo from, it was actually 2 nights ago. Under the lights. The lights are working beautifully. They're really lightening things up. It was near the end of the skate. If you view the photo, which is now on our morning team page at WSGW.com, you scroll down that homepage, find the morning team box, and look for today's date of January 29th. I took the photo from one end of the rink of the boys, my son and his friend David, skating right in front of the goal, and turned out halfway decent. Again, I'm not all the right. Best picture taker using the phone. I don't take a lot of photos like some people do all that magic. But it gives you a little flavor.
Right.
And we were having fun. And again, it shows up nicely under the lights.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you finally got some nice weather. Yeah. Hockey weather.
It's really
took
has
a while.
Been. So we're going to get out there as many times as we can. It should be really nice. I mean, 6 degrees low tonight.
Yeah, it should be good for several days.
Oh, yeah. And then teens. And even I know in the next week, I think I heard Paul Tremblay saying his long-term forecast, we might be into the 30, even mid-30 range. That'll be okay.
Yeah.
It'll survive.
Just for a couple days.
Don't get a lot of sun.
Yeah. That does continue to be a problem, and I have not solved it yet. When the bright sunshine is out, I've got one end of the rink that is in the sun all day.
Mm-hmm.
It just, once it gets above the roof line, it just, the sun moves. And
you need
just,
a canopy.
We're talking about that. I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do it. You know, I have the rink up against the fence in the backyard, which works great as boards.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, could I do like some kind of pull-out awning or something?
Oh, you know? That'd be a good one.
It would be great. Of course, now remember, I'm trying to do this as cheaply as possible.
Right.
I'm thinking of taking last year's liner, cutting it down, and maybe finding a way to attach
there
it.
There you go.
Also, we got to put a roof on it, too, somehow, at least over the goal end.
Yeah.
I'm discovering that, well, for example, we went out on the ice the other night. I think we had 9 pucks, and we left with 2.
Uh-oh.
I couldn't tell you where the other ones were. It was night. You know, the boys are shooting harder, much harder than I do.
Oh, okay.
So
the pucks would get buried in the snowbank. Eh?
Yeah, well, and that when they hit the crossbar and they take off.
Oh, okay.
So it's like chink, and you're like, look up in the air. It's like, all right, everyone listen.
Next spring when the neighbor starts mowing their lawn.
Well, and my neighbor has for the past 2 years been very kind to throw back pucks when he's discovered them in his yard. I mean, I have netting up. Sometimes it just goes above the netting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking I'll have to maybe try and find, like, at least to that one end, attach some netting and just have to put up some new posts and things like that.
I wonder how many other homemade ice rinks there are around here like Charlie's.
there are several. I know, really? Yeah, there are. And people are more elaborate than I am. Some
really?
People actually have purchased and made actual hockey boards. I mean, the tall boards.
I'll be darned.
I've only got 2x10s, you know, I got very low boards, but some people, it's amazing what some people have done. Much more elaborate than me. You know, their hockey skills are much more elaborate than mine. And I'm sure perhaps, depending on your willfulness of spending money, you can do a lot of different things. Seriously, you go online. I mean, some of the companies that hockey rink kits, Oh, you'd be amazed.
Oh, really?
Oh, I never even
oh,
knew.
Oh, yeah. Huh. When I started doing research, I'm like, are you kidding me?
There's
a
business.
Oh, yeah. It's very involved.
Huh.
You know, but the best I've ever done besides just, you know, building the boards is actually, you know, purchase an actual liner just because that seemed to be the best thing to do, and it's paid off the past several years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And netting, some extra netting, and the lights. So, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a good time to get out there. And, man, you work up a sweat. You go out there with a jacket on, and you skate off in a sweatshirt, and you're warm enough even in these cold nights.
Right. Nice workout.
Well, it is. It's a good workout. And the Zamboni working very nicely, too. I can attest to that. The trash can, the PVC pipe, and a towel. Just add hot water, and you got a nice resurfaced ice at the end of the evening.
I was about to ask if you're using hot water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got to use hot water because it freezes faster than cold weather. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cold weather does. And even got the skates sharpened. Had to do that. Took them in and had the guy look at my skates and, what have you been doing to these skates? Yeah, I was skating in the backyard. Looks like you've been walking on cement. Well, you know, I haven't put the mat down outside the patio door, so when you step out.
Right.
Cement.
The cement. Yeah, yeah. Right.
And I got the skate guards, but mm-hmm. sometimes you're just in a rush to want to get back out and
of
in.
Course.
And just, sure. So you just kind of gingerly step. But
you said you do have the mats, though?
Yeah, I've got some. Yeah, I just haven't put them out.
Yeah, throw them out there.
So I got to get there.
Right.
So we're behind on a few things, but it works.
But at least you have the Zamboni.
That's exactly right. And that's sometimes it's the most fun. It really is. It's just fun to see this ice get resurfaced. And then you step on it, and it's like, man, you get upended because it's so slippery.
Yeah.
It works great. It is really amazing. Yeah, like I said,
I wonder how many other people have a homemade Zamboni, Charlie.
Again.
You're kidding.
Go on YouTube. Yeah. This is where I thought about it. You'd be amazed with some people with large rinks. I've only got a 20 by 40 rink. Some people with some large rinks, they actually hook up their lawn tractors and drive a Zamboni. It's amazing. It is amazing.
Good way to put it.
Yeah, you don't know it until you start getting involved in it. And yeah, some people do a great job.
How long does it take you to resurface the ice?
Doesn't take
long. No,
well,
not that long.
You know, because we have to shovel some of the snow off first because we create a lot of snow.
Okay.
And then by the time we put the pieces together and get the hot water,
right.
Probably 15 minutes to a half hour, depending on how hard we're skating. I mean, if, to do it properly.
Right.
You know, you don't want to rush through the Zamboni job.
Do you have, like, the hockey arena organ playing while you're out there?
That.
Oh, I thought, okay. Well,
still have to do that. I have not, still don't have the sound.
Ambiance for the game.
Don't have the sound system and don't have the concession stand.
All right.
Still working on that. Concession is running into the house.
Well, yes.
But you need one right there ringside. I have new neighbors that just moved in. And had not experienced.
I bet they're scratching their head looking.
Well, they actually stuck their head over the fence and went, what the heck is going on over here? Oh, hello. Yeah, well, we're playing hockey. Oh, yeah, we heard all the noise and commotion. We saw the lights. So, if you see any pucks in the screen.
Right.
Yeah, they're probably rethinking, did we make a goodbye here or not? Night, lights,
really?
Noise.
In the spring, everything was calm and quiet. Now here in the wintertime.
Well, it's not calm and quiet. Don't you turn it into a batting cage later?
We've used it to do some fielding and some tee work. I haven't got the complete cage because I have not got a complete net yet.
Okay.
I can use it for some tee work because I can hit into the net that way, but I have not found a way to actually do some throwing because I'd need to complete better netting covering the rink.
Nobody has made a batting practice kit yet?
Those are out there, too.
Okay. They are out there? Of course they are. Yeah, okay, why aren't they? Why not?
But then we start getting to expenses and a few more of those stimulus checks, and I might be in.
That's right. So you would help the overall economy, right?
Exactly. Just for that.